Holy mackerel! It's been a while since I've talked to you all, and thank you very much for all the emails and phone calls that I've gotten from most of you. Not all, but most. And I am sorry that it has been such a long time since we have been casting our net out for Mount Myrmidrith, but after the passing away of my father, who is a big-time supporter of this, I kind of just lost heart for a little while. I'm sorry. I owe it to everyone who is out there listening faithfully to keep up the spirit, and I failed you. For that, I will flagellate myself later, probably using lotion. In the meantime, you know what time it is? It's time for... Radio Nerds! Okay, first thing out of the chute, on October 3rd, 4th, and 5th of this year, in beautiful, steamy, hot, wet, damp, dank, dismal Portland, Oregon, is the H.P. Lovecraft Film Festival and CthulhuCon. You can go to www.hplfilmfestival.com to check it out, and our friends, Darks of the Hillside Thickets, are a headline act. I hope anyone who can make it out there does, and support these people. I mean, come on. How many Cthulhu heads are there out there? Millions. And we're growing. We're spawning like some sort of weird, diseased sea rabbits. And that's what makes us cool. Sorry to burst your bubble, but I do find the political arena as of late to be rather disgusting. I don't think I like either candidate anymore. I mean, and honestly, these cheeseheads who are running in these libertarian sects and stuff just aren't cutting the mustard for me. Obama and McCain, gosh darn it, I don't like either one. I think that even having a meeting in a church setting is stupid. Whatever happened to the separation of church and state, people? Come on. We weren't all, you know, raised this way. I could care less if Obama didn't like Cthulhu. Well, that might be a deal breaker for me. But what I'm saying is that if your leader believes in one particular religion and you don't, who gives a rat's ass? I want someone who can lead this friggin' country out of the economic mess that we're in. I don't know about all of you, but I'm getting really tired of Top Ramen. Macaroni and cheese. Canned tuna. Do you know how much mercury's in canned tuna? It's creepy. It's really, really creepy. Actually, I don't eat canned tuna. Only if I'm forced to. Sometimes my wife ties me naked to the bed and forces canned tuna down my throat. That's a rarity. Anywho, anyway, off the political diatribe. Sorry. I had to just vent there for a second that I'm just getting frustrated with everything. And hey, how about Russia these days? Aren't they doing a wonderful job of being globally politic? Politika. I don't even know what to say about what they've done in Georgia. And I've heard people come back to me going, well, Georgia attacked Russian troops. And I'm like, okay, so if a guy hammers down your door and he's carrying an AKM or an AK-74. Remember, these are the updated versions of the 47. Don't accuse me of being wrong. I know my shit. You're not going to shoot at him? Of course you are. How is that attacking Russian troops? I'm flabbergasted. Of course, you know, the reason why we're not defending Georgia is as vehemently as we did Iraq. You know, the Kuwait, Iraq situation, that whole mess that we've gotten ourselves into over there is because they don't really have that much economic power for us. They're just, they're kind of middle of the road. And so it's kind of like, well, you know, yeah, we don't agree with what you're doing, but we're just going to sit on our ass and we're going to bring economic sanctions. We're going to bring economic sanctions. The U.S., we don't have any economic sanctions to deliver. No offense, people, but we're so fucking far in debt to China right now that our economic sanctions would be like holding back gummy bears from someone who owns a fleet of trucks. It's like, whatever. It's absolutely ludicrous, the state that we've let ourselves get to. And here I go waxing politic again, and I promised I wouldn't. I am so sorry. You know what? Let's listen to something that at least is upbeat, real fast. And the rest of the band, Darkest of the Hillside Thickets, live at the H.P. Lovecraft Film Festival and CthulhuCon in Portland, Oregon, coming up in just, gosh, we're talking days here, people. You better get your plane tickets, because I know plane, you know, the airfare is rising. If you haven't already booked, you need to call Travelocity, call the Gnome, call Will Shatner, call whoever you need to do, but get a hold of somebody to be out in Portland on October 3rd, 4th, and 5th. So you can also visit the site at www.hplfilmfestival.com. And isn't that just going to be a wonderful time? I hope to see many, many of you out there. We will be filming and doing live interviews, I do believe. So at least we're hoping to. In our economy, it depends on our budget, really, to be honest with you. We're kind of shoestring. And I'm not talking hanging by my neck shoestrings. We're talking shorter than that. Oh, well, I don't need to use condoms, if you get my drift. Anywho, there you go. We are looking at yet another series of hot daytime temperatures tomorrow in Phoenix. What a big surprise. We did have some nice monsoon storms, and we're actually up on rainfall, which is kind of nice. Not as far up as, say, Oklahoma, where they're evacuating people in Zodiac inflatable boats. But we're at least up. So we've got that going for us. Kids, in the meantime, don't forget that back here at Mount Vermithidrith, our thoughts go out to you daily. Our tentacles extend nightly. And we want to all grab you right in and suck you right down into the great green greasy depths.
Whiskey, you're the devil. You're leading me astray. Over hills and mountains and to America. Your swithers, stronger days and darts. Your spunky armor tay. Oh, whiskey, you're me darling drunk or sober. Oh, now, brave boys, we're on for marching up to Portugal or Spain. The drums are beating, banners flying, the devil a home will come tonight. La, farewell. With me tithery idle lumada, me tithery idle lumada, me right faltura laddie, oh, there's whiskey in the jar. Oh, whiskey, you're the devil, you're leading me astray. Over hills and mountains and to America. You're sweeter, stronger, decenter, you're spunkier than tay. Oh, whiskey, you're me down drunk or sober. Oh, the French are fighting bowly, men are dying hot and cowardly. Give every man his flask of powder, his firelock on his shoulder. Ah, farewell. With me to the egg, lumada, me to the egg, lumada, me right for total, laddie, all there's whiskey in the jar. Oh, whiskey, you're the devil, you'll lead me astray. Over hills and mountains and to America. You're sweeter, stronger, decenter, you're spunkier than tay. Oh, whiskey, you're the drunkard's sober. Says the mother, do not wrong me, don't take me, daughter, from me. For if you do, I will torment you and
after that,
me
my ghost will haunt you.
Oh, fare thee well. With me to the idle lumada, me to the idle lumada, me right faltura laddie, oh, there's whiskey in the jar.
Oh, whiskey, you're the devil,
you're leading me astray. Over hills and mountains and to America. You're sweeter, stronger, decenter, you're spunky, you're not tame. Oh, whiskey, you're me darling, drunk or sober.
Horses running
in the ocean floor, waiting no longer.